Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Last week we spoke about the Manhattan Declaration comments on religious liberty, where it says we are Christians who have joined together to affirm our right, and more importantly, to embrace our obligation to speak out in defense of these truths. We pledge to each other and to our fellow believers that no power on earth, be it cultural or political, will intimidate us into silence or acquiescence. It is our duty to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his book, When a Nation Forgets God, Dr. Erwin Lutze points out that when Hitler wanted complete control of Germany, he began by marginalizing the church. The state would have to be scrubbed clean of all Christian convictions and values. School prayers were banned, Christmas was secularized, and churches were told they were free so long as they submitted to the state. Of course, in the beginning, he claimed he wanted a peaceful accord between the church and the state, but in due time, it was clear he wanted to not just marginalize the church, he wanted to murder it. Listen today as Chuck Colson issues a warning of a trend that may lead America down that same road to a dictatorship and or a disaster.
Hi, I'm Chuck Colson. If you read George Orwell's classic novel, 1984, you'll recognize the term newspeak. Newspeak was the language of Big Brother used to control people's minds. Newspeak manipulated words, changed their meaning, and even eliminated some of them, like freedom, from the vocabulary. Well, last December, Georgetown University Secretary of State Hillary Clinton delivered a speech where she ever so subtly engaged in newspeak, and I can only conclude she knew what she was saying. The speech was about human rights, and here's the heart of what she said, and I quote, "To fulfill their potential, people must be free to choose laws and leaders to share and access information. To speak, criticize, and debate, they must be free to worship, associate, and to love in the way that they choose." Just two sentences. Mrs. Clinton revealed the government's desire to diminish freedom of religion and elevate the gay agenda to the level of an inalienable human right. Yeah, okay, I can hear some of you saying, Chuck, you're going a little far on this one. I only wish I were. Twice in her speech, Mrs. Clinton referred to freedom of worship. But freedom of worship is not the same as freedom of religion, which is guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. Writing in the Denver Catholic Register, theologian George Weigel hit the nail on the head. Let me read it. Religious freedom includes the right to preach and evangelize, to make religiously informed moral arguments in the public square, and to conduct the affairs of one's religious community without undue interference from the state. If religious freedom only involves the freedom to worship, then there's religious freedom in Saudi Arabia, where Bibles and evangelism are forbidden, but expatriate Filipino laborers can attend Mass in the U.S. Embassy compound in Riyadh. Mrs. Clinton was not so subtle when it came to the gay agenda. Is there a fundamental human freedom, as she claims, to love in the way you choose? No, not with incest, bigamy, and pedophilia. Nevertheless, as Weigel wrote, the promotion of the so-called lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered agenda had just been declared a human rights priority of the United States in the same sentence in which the Secretary of State offered an anorexic description of religious freedom. Look, the distinction between freedom of worship and freedom of religion is critical. Can you imagine a day when the government says to a church or religious organization, worship any way you want, but you'd better hire practicing homosexuals? You'd better buy insurance to cover your employees' abortions. And don't you dare preach that homosexual behavior is a sin. Well, I can imagine it. I'm also not surprised that the administration has yet to fill the vacant post of Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom. But it's managed to appoint someone to the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission who has said she can't imagine a case where gay rights wouldn't trump religious rights. Here's the point, folks. We Christians must never forget this. Freedom of religion is a fundamental human right precisely because we are made in God's image, and freedom itself is inherent in the very nature of God. God in his goodness gives us the freedom to follow him or not. Thus, freedom of religion is from God, not a gift from the Secretary of State, or not a concession by government. No, no Secretary of State, no government has the right to take it or define it away. Make this point clear to your friends and associates while you still can. I'm Chuck Colson.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.